Be flexible.
Be prepared.
Say goodbye.
In the spring of the year, when college grads go off to work, or maybe one more summer off, they receive a lot of advice. The centerpiece, of course, the commencement address.
We wondered if people actually remember that advice that they receive 5, 10, or 25 years after they graduate, or even if they remember who the speaker was.
So producer Ki Min Sung went to the Westwood area of Los Angeles to find out.
Do you remember who your graduation speaker was?
Yeah, the speaker of my graduation was... I don't recall the name.
Yeah, A. Whitney Griswold. His advice I remember too, because I thought it was so trite. He said, what we need is a dynamic approach to broad general principles.
Walter Cronkite College.
What did he say?
It was hard to tell because it was in a football stadium that held probably about 60, 70,000 people. And it was about 90 degrees.
I don't remember his name, but he was head of IBM.
What do you remember about the speech?
It was mostly about going for your dreams, and he was relating it to doves somehow.
I remember him using all these baseball metaphors about the excellence of students at Brown. It was like baseball, and we were virtuous, and we were excellent.
The last degrees I got were like a combined B.S. and M.D. at New York University Medical School in 1947.
And do you remember who your graduation speaker was in 1947?
Should I be expected to?
If they were dynamic, you would.
No, as a matter of fact, I skipped town before the graduation ceremony. You know, it wasn't that important to me that I felt I wanted to stick around and have some old man or lady tell us what life's supposed to be about. Okay?
Stately Grace of Day to Day, a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.